Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
I was banging away on a lovely young... Oh, Christ, that's a bit of a harsh start, wasn't it? If you're new to this particular brand of filthcasts, then welcome. It doesn't really get any better. Let me start that again in a slightly classier tone. I was making sweet, sweet fuck with a young man the other day. He was young, actually. He was only 20. I'm not bragging, it's actually important to the story I'm going to tell you. Anyway, he was a bit too young for me, to be honest. Sweet, though. Very handsome. And just as self-absorbed as every other 20-year-old I've ever met. Half the time we were out on our one date, he was looking at his phone, checking Snapchat and Instagram stories and all those other things the kids do nowadays. To be honest, I suppose I should be grateful he didn't describe anything as lit or wig, because I'm still not 100% sure how to use those words. Christ, I'm showing my age. Anyway, we were doing the sex, which was nice. At least he put his phone down for that bit. And things were going well. We were enjoying each other's company and all the other things that go with that. And then just as things got to the final act, just as the sexy time roller coaster gets to the top of the last big hill and it starts to pick up speed on its way down, he said some words, some bad words, possibly the worst words a mid-30s guy can hear while in bed with a 20-year-old. In fact, he didn't say them, he shouted them. In that way that young people do when they're all wrapped up in the moment and haven't yet learnt that housemates are a thing and don't necessarily need a running commentary on what we're doing, although they should probably guess anyway. So he managed to ruin it for me, this gorgeous, pert, firm, sexy and really quite bendy young man. Right at the point of no return, he yelled, "Fuck me, Daddy." Daddy. And yes, I'm 35 and therefore since I was 15 when he was born, it is biologically possible that someone my age might have been his dad, but still. Daddy. Part of the problem is that I'm a very visually minded person. I did not need thoughts of his dad or mine or anyone else's dad going through my head at that exact moment in time. Daddy. I mean, really. I get that lots of younger gays nowadays like an older man, but I've never put myself in that category before. Surely 35 doesn't count as an older man. I mean, mentally, I'm still a teenager. I still feel pretty young and in my prime. I mean, I'm always tired and I'm usually grumpy, but that's not because I'm old. It's just because I never seem to get enough sleep and I'm always a bit achy and... oh, God. Part of the thing here is that when we were 20, it wasn't really a done thing to be into anyone older. Which now looks stupidly short-sighted, and I am grateful 20-year-olds want to bang people my age. But yeah, back in my day, anyone over 25 who would try and hit on any of my friends, not on me personally, I was the weird hairy one that everyone was a bit afraid of, but yeah, anyone that would hit on them would be considered a dirty old man. There also weren't that many gay men older than us around when we were that age. I was born in 1983, and while I doubt any of us realised it at the time, there's a good reason why pretty much the whole generation of gays above us just wasn't there. But as things have progressed, and maybe as the gays my age have slowly got older and we've filled that gap for the younger ones, if you'll excuse the phrase, filling the gap of the younger ones, as a community we've started to relax a little around the idea of age difference. Certainly, as younger queers have come along, they've started to realise that there's nothing to be gained from writing off everyone more than 5 years their senior. And I don't mind the idea of one day being a daddy, a dilf, just not today. Does anyone even still say dilf? Ugh. Not for another 20 years or so, when I can grow a beard and have a twinkle in my... oh God, that's Santa, that's worse. I like to think I'm aging well and getting better over time, more George Clooney than Macaulay Culkin. Although, that said, Clooney has always been stunningly handsome, even when he was younger, that bastard. Yeah, I think I'm aging well. Especially when I go back home and I see the people I went to school with in the street, except they've all swollen and their faces are grey and they're pushing pushchairs or being dragged about by stroppy kids. Anytime I want to feel young, I can just Facebook stalk people from my old school. It's a game I like to call Look Who's Sagging. I kind of get it, though. I mean, when you're young and energetic, staying healthy and fit and sexy is quite easy because you have the time and it's much easier. But then you get married, and what's the point of getting married if you still have to try to look your best all the time? Once they're officially shackled to you, you can just let yourself go and get as fat as you like. Squirt a couple of kids out while you're still physically able to smash your genitals together and Bob's your uncle. You're stuck with each other for the rest of your lives and the whole relationship comes a race to see who can get fattest and die first. So yeah, next to them, I look radiant. You'd think that living in London, all the pollution and stress and lack of sleep and huge amounts of alcohol would be murder on your skin, and maybe it is, but nothing ages you faster than being married with three kids by the time you turn 25. Not that I don't want kids one day. I think I'd make a fantastic dad. Just the proper kind, not the sexy kind. Oh, this is getting worse, Jesus. But I don't want to be a parent yet. I can barely keep myself alive. I consider a Calippo one of my five a day. By which I mean I eat five Calippos a day. It's amazing to me to think that at my age, my parents not only owned a house, but had two kids aged 8 and 10 in a world before the internet. They couldn't just plonk us down in front of an iPad and leave us to it. Back then, we had to go and play outside, which I hated. I'd sit on the doorstep huddled in my coat and pretend to shiver, like some street urchin character in a Dickens novel in the hope that they'd notice me suffering and let me back in. This never worked. Usually because the sun was shining and everyone else was in shorts and t-shirts, but still. One of the reasons I don't let boys stay over much, apart from the fact that they'll snore or twitch or talk in their sleep or want some of the bedclothes or something else that's going to keep me awake, one of the other reasons is that my skincare regime currently has 7 steps before bed and 5 more when I wake up in the morning. I'm not ready for anyone else to see me go through all of that. And at this point, I'm worried that if I have a night where I don't complete all those steps, use all the anti-aging products and generally mum-rah myself, then all of this time that I've been avoiding with age-defying creams will just jump on me all at once. They'll wake up the next morning and I'll just be dust. I can't take that chance. I remember reading on a porn site somewhere the comments under a video. I love doing that. If you've never had the pleasure, I thoroughly recommend it. It's a window into the minds of some thoroughly weird people. I mean, why would you leave a comment in the first place? It's not like anyone who actually... Never mind. There was this one comment on a video that had obviously been posted by someone who had evidently never had sex and most probably wasn't yet legally allowed to. And they said, "No one fucks like a 20-year-old. And I have to agree with whichever 15-year-old managed to find a way around their parents' porn blocker. No one fucks like a 20-year-old. It's not good, but it's true. All that awkwardness, the clumsy energy, all the not really knowing what they're doing, what they like and what they don't. And there's been times it's just been plain awful. And yet they're all pretending they're enjoying it or simply don't know any better. I remember once some poor sod was grunting and moaning away like a bad porn actor. I don't know if he caught me pulling a face at his unconvincing grunts or something, but he jumped to the wrong conclusion and was like, "Oh, yeah, oh, that's so good. Are you going to come?" He got really stroppy because I answered, "Hopefully." I mean, he asked. But, you know, it's the follies of youth and... all of our tastes change and our techniques improve as we get older and with practice, and hopefully we get better as we get older. That's kind of the point. So maybe this aging thing isn't so bad after all. With time comes experience, and if someone asked me if I wanted to be young again, I'd say, fuck you, I'm still young. But also that I wouldn't mind having a 20-year-old body again. Anyone's 20-year-old body, to be honest. As long as I could keep the experiences and the knowledge I've gained as I've matured, however little it shows. Like my mate used to say when we were at the gym, watching you do that is like watching my grandparents shagging. It's slow, and it's definitely not pretty, but the technique is bang on. This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.